Quincy shook his head. I don't think profiling would have identified Danny O'Grady. He was a good student, polite with his teachers, diligent in his studies. We've heard no stories of torturing pets, and not even a fascination with fire. Danny is angry, but there's still no evidence that he's homicidal. Oh, the kid did the deed, Sanders said confidently. Connor caught him red-handed with the murder weapons, and he's confessed twice. Case closed. Now we just gotta wrap everything up before this whole frigging town explodes. Redneck assholes. There ought to be an IQ requirement for owning a gun. Rainey didn't say anything. It was after 9:30. The diner was nearly empty, and in spite of Sanders's big words, they all appeared pensive. Food for thought, Quincy said in the hushed solitude of the restaurant, wiping his hands on his paper napkin and getting ready to stand. All of the school shooters craved notoriety. They walked openly into their schools and pulled out their guns in plain sight. They wanted their classmates to know it was them. They wanted full recognition of their vengeance. But Danny O'Grady managed not to be seen by a single person. In fact, one of the teachers claimed the shots were fired from within the computer lab, as if the killer was deliberately seeking to remain unnoticed. He panicked. He was scared, Sanders said. Second thought. School shootings are about displaced rage. Now, by all accounts, Danny has a domineering, intimidating father. I imagine he does have some displaced anger. So why didn't he target the football coach, a macho man like his father, or star athletes who would represent the kind of boy his father wants him to be, or the school principal, a classic father figure? Why would he deliberately seek out Melissa Avalon? Young, female, and an expert at the subject he loved the most. What about her would incite his rage? Maybe he developed a crush on her. She refused his attentions, and he snapped. Third thought. Most shooters go after as many victims as possible. Overkill and inciting terror in their peers is part of their fantasy. They want to feel powerful. So why did Danny wait until after lunch when everyone was back in their classrooms? And why choose smaller handguns when he's comfortable with rifles and they'd inflict more damage?